The young couple met at the door of the church for the ceremony. Like Jane, George was accompanied by his mother and father, and possibly by his sisters, Mary Carey and Anne, and his uncle, Sir James Boleyn, with his wife Elizabeth. Maybe the jointure trustees were there too. One of them, Sir John Shelton, was intimately connected with the Boleyns, since his wife, Anne, was George's aunt. Boleyn honour required that George looked splendid. The wedding party was just as eager to see and comment upon his finery as upon Jane's. Sometimes, as with Catherine and Arthur, a bridegroom wore an outfit that complemented and matched that of his bride, and carried flowers similar to hers. However they were dressed, Jane and George made an impressive couple, both young and well-connected, with, as it seemed, a glittering life ahead. She stood on his left, to remind everyone that woman was formed out of a rib in the left side of Adam. Once the guests were ready, joined at a distance by some of Lord Morley's no doubt respectful tenants, who had come to share in the joy of their betters, together with the lucky few chosen to receive the customary largesse afterwards, the priest began the service. Convention demanded that much of it was conducted at the church door. Everything was to be properly witnessed. All were there, the priest explained, to join together two bodies into one body. Then, once he had inquired about the dower of the woman, for no one forgot that this was an economic union as well as a spiritual one, he turned to George. In words that still echo down the centuries, he was asked whether he would take Jane as his wedded wife, to love her and honour her, keep her and guard her, in health and in sickness, forsaking all others for as long as ye both shall live. After George's response, "I will," was uttered, it was Jane's turn to agree to the marriage. The same question was put to her, except that while George was to guard her, she was to obey and serve him. Lord Morley stepped forward to give away his daughter, and with her hand in that of George, now the most important man in her life, Jane made her final vows. "I, Jane," she repeated after the priest, "take thee, George, to my wedded husband, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to be bonny and buxom in bed and at board, till death us do part." Again there was a slight difference in the wording of the oaths, for she was obliged to be bonny, essentially pleasant or comely, and buxom, which then meant submissive and obedient. George now placed the ring on a Bible or an altar plate for a holy blessing. The priest begged God to ensure that its wearer would abide in thy peace and continue in thy will, and live and increase and grow old in thy love.